President Ahmadinejad describes Iran as a promising point for world nations. Head of Iran's judiciary says Iranians would once again create an epic during the upcoming presidential election. Iran and Russia review latest regional and international developments in Tehran. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake rocks southeastern Afghanistan. And more than 30 people are killed in violent clashes and attacks across Iraq. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of IRIN in English News with me, Nima Chitsas. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has described the Iranian nation as a promising point for world nations. President Ahmadinejad made a remark on Wednesday while addressing thousands of enthusiastic people in Iran's central province of Isfahan. He said today, Iran is an example of justice for world nations, referring to naming this year as the year of political and economic epic by the leader of the Islamic Revolution. President Ahmadinejad said such a great achievement requires the Iranian nation's presence and attendance. He said the strong will of nation will easily thwart the even enemies' plots and objectives of the ill-wishers. He noted that capitalism is facing many problems in today's world, and for making up to its failures, the system is trying to create crises across the world. Downplaying enemies' attempts to isolate the Iranian nation, the president assured that no inside or outside propaganda or economic pressure was able to bring the Iranian nation down, and the nation will uproot all its ill-wishers. The president declared that the Iranians are logic, justice, and peace seekers, and invited all world nations to kindness, respect, and humanity. The president also inaugurated the largest coke production plant in the Middle East in Isfahan province. On the sideline of the ceremony, Ahmadinejad said Iran's steel industry is progressing fast. He said Zobahan's coke production plant, which has been launched by the endless efforts of Iranian experts, makes the country needless of coke import. The head of Iran's judiciary has stressed that the Islamic Republic of Iran is an establishment with a democratically elected government, saying once again the Iranian nation will come to the scene and would create another epic during the upcoming presidential elections. Ayatollah Sadegh Amuli Larijani on Wednesday underlined that Iran holds presidential and parliamentary elections, and yet there are some countries enjoying full support of the U.S. with no record of election. Meantime, Ayatollah Larijani strongly refuted baseless allegations by U.S. State Department on the status of human rights in Iran. He explained that these allegations have been fabricated by the enemies of the Islamic Republic, which shows their weakness. Iran's judiciary had also criticized the U.S. State Department for issuing fake reports on human rights record of other nations. He said the United States has the darkest record of human rights violations itself. Amuli Larijani noted that the U.S. administration's record in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and Abu Ghraib, Iraq, clearly show the extent to which the United States considers human rights. Larijani also pointed out that the U.S., under the guise of a campaign against terrorism, invaded Afghanistan and massacred thousands of innocent people. Iran and Russia have reviewed the latest regional and international developments in Tehran. During a meeting on Wednesday, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian conferred with his Russian counterpart Mikhail Bogdanov on different regional issues, mainly in Syria. Highlighting Iran's stand on regional developments and Syria in particular, Amir Abdullahian underlined that the Syrian issue should be resolved through political means and national dialogue. He also voiced Tehran's readiness to help resolve the issue. For his part, the Russian official praised the vital role of Iran in restoring stability and security of the region. Bogdanov expressed the hope that the trilateral meetings between Iran, Egypt, and Turkey on Syria bear fruits and help halt meddling of foreign countries in Syria. He also hoped all witness end of the country's crisis through diplomatic and democratic ways. The two officials also reviewed regional developments in Iraq, Bahrain, Palestine, and Egypt. The Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation is now in Tehran at the official invitation of Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister for the Arab and African Affairs to discuss regional developments. Syria's foreign ministry said on Wednesday that the Syrian government will deal with the UN Arab League Special Envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, as the UN envoy only since the Arab League is conspiring against Syria. It said Syria has cooperated with Brahimi and will continue to do so in the context that he is a UN envoy only. It added that the Arab League is conspiring against Syria, and the League's role was ended when it terminated the mission of the Arab Observers team led by al-Dabi on February 12, 2012. Also, the statement said, the continuation of Brahimi's mission requires him to prove his neutrality, contending that the envoy's latest briefing at the UN Security Council was far from the neutrality. At least 11 people have lost their lives in a 6.2 magnitude quake in southeastern Afghanistan. Local officials said over 114 other residents also were injured during the event, adding that several are in critical condition. The quake hit Nangarhar and Kunar the most. In Nangarhar, 128 kilometers east of the capital city of Kabul, at least 8 locals died and 110 others were injured. In Kunar, 3 more people also lost their lives and 4 others were wounded. Afghan officials said the assessment of damages by Wednesday's quake will be announced in the coming hours. And now a recap of our top stories. President Ahmadinejad describes Iran as a promising point for world nations. Head of Iran's judiciary says Iranians would once again create an epic during the upcoming presidential election. Iran and Russia review latest regional and international developments in Tehran. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake rocks southeastern Afghanistan. And more than 30 people are killed in violent clashes and attacks across Iraq. More than 30 people were killed and dozens of others wounded in violent clashes and attacks across Iraq on Wednesday. Police said at least 7 people were killed and 19 others wounded when a car bomb exploded in eastern Baghdad. Earlier, at least 15 people were also killed and dozens injured in fierce clashes in the town of Soleimanbek near the capital. On a separate incident, a booby-trapped car went off near a police patrol in the town of Termiya, north of Baghdad. The incident killed at least 2 Iraqi policemen and a civilian and wounded 8 people. Elsewhere, 3 gunmen were killed when they attacked a police checkpoint in Tel Upata area, located west of the city of Mosul. In Iraq's eastern province of Diyala, 3 members of anti-Al-Qaeda paramilitary group were killed and 3 others wounded when gunmen attacked their checkpoint. In addition, a roadside bomb struck an army patrol, wounding 2 soldiers in eastern province of Diyala. Meantime, 2 civilians were wounded by a bomb explosion outside their house in the city of Jalawala, north of Bakuba. Wednesday violence came a day after clashes erupted between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters in Hawija. An 8-story building containing several garment factories collapsed in Bangladesh on Wednesday, killing at least 113 people, mostly garment workers. Witnesses said the whole building collapsed within minutes, giving most workers no chance to escape. Officials said over 700 workers were also injured in the incident, adding that the toll will rise as the condition of some of the injured were critical. They said the rescue work is in full swing, but it would take days to complete the task. Meanwhile, the country's Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, announced a national day of mourning for Thursday. The deputy leader of Italy's center-left Democratic Party, Enrico Letta, was called to the Quirinale Palace on Wednesday, indicating that he was going to be asked to form a new coalition government as new Italian Prime Minister. Hours later, Letta received the mandate to form a new government from President Giorgio Napolitano. Letta said on Wednesday that he would aim to change the course in Europe on austerity, which he said was no longer enough. Letta said, as Prime Minister, he would also be strongly committed to a change of course for European policies. Britain's biggest food bank provider says it had witnessed a near threefold surge in the number of people relying on their aids over the last 12 months. The Trussell Trust said around 350,000 people now receive at least 3 days' emergency food. The Trust said the figure shows an increase of 170% compared to the financial year in 2012. Around 129,000 people used Trussell Trust food banks in 2011 to 2012, up from 61,000 in 2010 to 2011 and 41,000 in the previous financial year. The report comes a day before Britain is going to find out whether it has slipped into a triple dip recession or not. In Italy, the jobless rate among youths is now touching new highs, unprecedented in the past 35 years. According to a Wednesday report due to the ongoing harsh economic crisis in the EU member states, 35.3% of Italian youths are now unemployed. The jobless rate in southern Italy is even higher compared to the northern or central areas. The report also pinpointed that 4 in every 10 Italians are now jobless. And finally, before wrapping up, human rights groups have warned against a rise in racist attacks in Greece. The warning came a week after a group of Greek contractors attacked 30 Bangladeshi workers in a farmland in southern Greece, injuring them badly. Human rights groups say the number of racist attacks in Greece has critically increased in 2012. According to reports during the period, human rights groups have registered 154 cases of racist attacks in the country. Analysts say the figure, compared to 2011, shows a 20% increase in such attacks in Greece. And at that point, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRIN in English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Till then, take care and have a very great time. Goodbye.